Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and this is our 13th episode. I'm pretty excited to announce that as of our last episode last week on foam rolling, we managed to surpass a little over 500 total downloads for the first 12 episodes of the show. So thank you very much to everybody who's been listening. You can, as always, subscribe over on iTunes or at the Google Play Store and share it with your friends. Let everybody know. We're excited to be able to just get this information out to everybody in a nice, easy to consume format. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about blood flow restriction therapy, and we're actually dedicating this week and a little bit of next week on all of our different media channels. Both our YouTube page, on the podcast here today, as well as over on our blog later in the week, all about this blood flow restriction therapy. So if you didn't catch the video we had posted on YouTube earlier in the week, you can definitely head on over there. You can easily find a link to it on our Facebook page, at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And what we're talking about is the theories behind it, the science behind blood flow restriction training, and why you might want to use it, and why it's such a valuable tool in the rehab world today, and why we're excited at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance to be able to bring this to the Hudson Valley. It's a service that hasn't been available locally until now, and so we're excited to be able to bring this to everybody. So the first thing everybody always wants to know is, why would you want to intentionally restrict your blood flow? And what we're doing with blood flow restriction therapy is we are restricting the blood flow out of the muscle. So we're not restricting the blood going into the muscle. We're restricting the venous blood flow. So you're not, there's no risk to having this on where you would think, oh, you know, I'm going to lose my leg here if I put this around my thigh. So what we actually are able to do is, by restricting this blood flow, we can have some pretty unbelievable effects with very low loads on the actual limb or the individual joints. And this becomes really, really handy when you start dealing with patients or clients who have undergone surgery and or have a given injury that isn't tolerating, or just based on their precautions following their surgery, they're not allowed to do something. So the example I like to use, because it's unfortunately very popular, is somebody has an ACL tear, and immediately after that surgery, they're in a brace, they're limited as far as the amount of motion they have in their knee, as well as what sort of stresses they can put on that knee. So your, you know, goal, or my goal always on the first day of rehab with an ACL injury, is to get somebody moving around and beginning the patterns of squatting, making sure that they can activate their quad and do simple things like a leg raise and, you know, sit down, stand up from a chair. And if we use this blood flow restriction therapy to do that, we can actually have some really important healing effects, and we can also prevent the muscles from getting any weaker than they need to be. And what we're doing as we do this and restrict this venous blood flow, what we're doing is we're keeping some of that used up, say, bad blood that your body's already used the oxygen from, and we're keeping it in the area. So we create this hypoxic effect in the muscle, and we actually start to recruit more type 2 muscle fibers. And as we do that, those muscle fibers are used more for strength, and they actually are also used more for speed. So you see sprinters with more type 2 muscle fibers. But what starts to happen is they're also some of the first muscle fibers that kind of waste away or get weak after an injury. And so you have somebody who, after a surgery, they start to, you know, they're laying around, they're not able to get up, they're not able to move around, and they get weak. And oftentimes the beginning parts of their rehab, you're not actually rehabbing from that surgery. You're rehabbing from the fact that they haven't been able to do anything for such a long amount of time. And if we can get somebody in the clinic once, twice a week, and we can get them doing this blood flow restriction training, we can minimize that and really set them up for a much faster recovery. The other thing that we can do is locally, we can actually increase the amount of growth hormone in a small local region by up to 200 or 300%. And everybody knows, you know, the stories about growth hormone from all the baseball players and all that stuff. But, you know, the reason that they're doing that is because it works. It makes you heal faster. And if we can come up with a natural, safe way to get your body to produce more of it in the region that you have an injury or that you have had a surgical procedure done, we can really make huge changes in the healing times that we're seeing with some of our patients. The other thing that we can do is we can actually create a training effect similar to using about 70% of your one repetition maximum by only using 20% of your one repetition max. So what we're saying is a much lighter weight can have a similar strength building effect, and we're not saying this is going to take the place of, you know, very simple, you know, standard strength training. But when it comes to the rehab setting, there's a lot that can be done, and this can be a really useful tool. We have even seen simply just putting these restriction devices onto patients and having them just simply walk for a little bit can slow or even prevent muscle atrophy. And that's just a simple activity, and they can be doing that in their brace, in, you know, and so we can really safely make a big difference. Now, one thing I want to make sure we point out is we are using specialized devices to measure the amount of restriction that's going on. So one thing I don't want is I don't want everybody going home and tying rubber bands or mobility bands or anything around their legs and arms and trying to do this on their own and just sort of guess the amount of pressure that you need. You want a specific device. You want to know how much restriction you're providing to the area so you know exactly what you're doing. And that's one of the great things about the devices that we have in the clinic is they give us, you know, a great amount of information and make it really, really easy for us to do. And they're incredibly mobile, so we can bring them with us all around the gym, and we can use them for pretty much any given exercise, any given muscle group. We're also seeing great stuff coming out of this type of rehab when we're dealing with tendonitis or tendinosis situation. So think about somebody with a runner's knee or a patellar tendonitis, and one of the things they need to do is they need to strengthen their legs, but it hurts to do those exercises in the area that is being, you know, that has this tendonitis, and we don't want to aggravate the tendonitis by trying to make the tendonitis better. But oftentimes the loads that you see being used in rehab clinics are not nearly enough to actually build strength because they're using a load that is pain-free, except that individual, that patient, that client isn't getting the strength training benefit that they need. And so by using the occlusion devices, we can use that low load but have the strength training effect that that patient or client really needs. So it's a great device. It's helping us help a lot of people and help them much faster. And we're really enjoying using it in the clinic. If you want to see what the device looks like, go on over to our YouTube page or our Facebook page and check out the link to the YouTube video. If you want more information on the science behind it, then that's going to come out in a blog post that we're going to be putting up early next week. And if you have any questions, as usual, let us know over on Facebook, or you can email us through our website at feldmanphysicaltherapy.com. And as always, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Don't want to miss a week. And again, thank you everybody who's been listening since the beginning. This is our 13th episode. And as of Last week, after our 12th episode, as of the time we're recording this, we had a little over 500 total downloads. So that's pretty cool and pretty neat that all those people are listening and continue to tune in and come back. So thank you very much. Have a great week.